This week on the Beehive Archive, learn about how cremation came to Utah. I'm Brandon Johnson from the Utah Humanities Council.
Support for KCPW's production of the Beehive Archive comes from the Utah Humanities Council and a We the People grant from the National Endowment for the Humanities. I'm Cynthia Buckingham, UHC's Executive Director. Since 1975, we've provided programs statewide that explore diverse traditions, values, and ideas and encourage informed public discussion. We're online at utahhumanities.org.
Welcome to KCPW's Beehive Archive, a two-minute look at some of the most pivotal and peculiar events in Utah history.
129 years ago this week, a cremation was scheduled to take place in Salt Lake City. The body to be burned was Charles F. Winslow's, a doctor from Boston who died of heart failure on July 7, 1877. When Winslow's friends read his will the day he died, they discovered he wanted his body to be burned and his ashes placed in his late wife's coffin. So they had a special furnace built just for the occasion and announced that the doctor's remains would be burned the next Thursday. But his children interfered and threatened to sue, forcing the ceremony to be put on hold until things could be ironed out and a new date, July 31st, could be set. Winslow's cremation ended up being a first-rate spectacle. Police were on hand to cordon off the furnace and keep out the mob of curious onlookers that showed up to watch. Some people even jumped the barricade to get a closer look. Here's how the Salt Lake Tribune described what happened after the doctor's body was finally fed into the blazing crematory.
For the first 25 minutes, the body could not be seen on account of the density of the smoke and flames which surrounded it, but a crackling noise was quite distinct. By the expiration of the first half hour, only the roar of the fire was heard, and the bones of the lower extremities became visible, the flesh having entirely disappeared.
The fire was stoked again, and a little more than 2 hours later, Winslow's body was gone, reduced to a few pounds of fine white ash. The irony of Winslow's burning, only the second formal cremation in modern American history, was that it happened in a conservative state where today some people question the dominant religion's stance on cremation. Yet, this important episode in the development of the national cremation movement was hardly noticed by the church. No denunciations in the Deseret News, no statements from the First Presidency, just a quiet acceptance of a new way of departing this world.
For KCPW's Beehive Archive, a joint effort of the Utah Humanities Council and the City Library, I'm Brandon Johnson. Please visit us online at kcpw.org.